Are you bored? Has life on one measly planet got you yearning for something more? Has the gravity of your space station started to suck your soul down faster than it does your mass? Well, have we got the solution for you. Space Cruises and Planet Tours, LLC, a division of the Spacey Spacey Spaceman and Checky Corp, part of Huge Big Megalithic Incorporated, wants you to come sail the vast black ocean with us. Climb aboard our flagship, intergalactic sailing vessel, The Ship, where our team of trained guides like Junior and Bob will make sure you have as much fun as we're legally required to give you at these prices. This week, we're heading out from 51 Pegasi B to HD40307G.
Stan, stop touching me.
Stanny, I know there's not a lot of room, but please try to respect Bob's personal space.
But I'm not actually touching you, Bob.
You're doing it with your mind.
Suck it up, Bob. He's not actually touching you.
We are not a Venn diagram, Stan. Your personal bubble shouldn't be intersecting mine.
I'm sorry, Bob. I can stand up if that would be better.
Whatever inconveniences you the most.
Sorry.
Did you just apologize to my desk?
Yes, he did. It's more surprising that you'd be surprised by that. Now, what's this all about?
We need to hire a new head porter.
Oh no, what happened to Lucas George?
If the Dread Sleeper of Rylai was nice, everything bad.
Nothing happened to Lucas yet, but only because I'm the very model of self-restraint.
And humility.
That too. Especially that. Lucas has got to go.
If he wasn't the captain's great uncle, I doubt he'd still be here.
But that would be nepotism. The captain isn't like that.
No one is saying that.
Yeah, we're merely implying it.
What I'm saying is that if she's presented with a better candidate and a list of his transgressions, old Lucas is through.
Isn't that sort of mutinous?
Rebellion via fait accompli can be played off like the underlings have foresight instead of murderous intent.
Exactly. And while I compile a list of his transgressions, both reported and not, you two can find the best candidate to replace him. I've already made a list.
What about the head purser?
That's me.
Would you like the job?
That'd be a demotion, you moronic mound of metal.
What about the head steward?
Also me.
Would you like to be the head porter too?
Stan.
Yes, Bob?
You're the worst robot ever.
Okay, and then what happened?
Nothing happened, Senior Guide Quan.
Please, just Junior.
Nothing happened.
Okay, then describe this nothing in detail.
After he made his joke, I laughed and we parted ways.
How did you part ways?
I walked one way and he stayed there, I guess.
Okay, and that's it? Joke, laugh, exit? No words, no handshakes, just silence?
Well, not exactly.
Look, it's okay. I know I don't know what exactly happened, that's why I'm asking. I just want to make sure I understand everything.
Well, it's nothing. Lucas is just an old flirt. It's cute.
You've pointed that out already.
Yeah, well, it's true. So he told his joke, I gave him a pity laugh, and then I left.
What did he say or do when you left?
He said, bye, honey, and patted my bottom.
And that's okay to you?
Sure, I guess.
Would it be okay if someone else did it?
No, it would be disrespectful.
But it's not when old Lucas does it.
Well, I mean...
What do you mean?
Well, it's just...
It's okay. You have nothing to be ashamed of. This is a safe place to speak your mind.
But the captain will see this, won't she?
No, the captain will get my report on it, like I told you before. But I've turned the surveillance off in this room.
Well, it's just, he's always done that to me.
Called you honey and patted your butt?
Yeah, and at first I didn't like it, but it's been so long, and he almost never cropes me when he does it. He's just a harmless old man.
But you wouldn't want anyone else to do that to you, and you never invited him to do it?
Well, no, but he's the captain's uncle or something, right? I didn't want to stir up anything. It's nothing, really. I don't even notice it anymore. Besides, he does it to all the women in the laundry. It's just how he is.
I see.
Would you, the candidate, be interested in filling the position of head porter if it became available? It's weird, she didn't put your name there, but she did put your name on this other list.
Worst robot ever.
Isn't that Lucas George's job?
Sure, but he's old.
Oh, is he sick?
I don't know. Is he, Bob? Do you think that's why Junior-
Stan, hush, he's just old. Old people die, it's what they do.
That's ageist.
Yep, and if humans had any sense of dignity, they would allow their families to consume them bodily at the first sign of frailty, like Cathalians do.
You eat your elders?
Fail.
What?
Oh, that's our prearranged signal for when Bob doesn't think a candidate is good enough.
What? Why?
Racism is unbecoming in a head porter.
But I didn't say anything.
But you thought it.
Can Cathalians read minds?
Double fail.
Thank you for coming. Please send the next candidate on your way out. We'll be back to you with our results by the end of the day.
This is insane.
Wait, come back for a second.
Why?
So I can fail you again. Triple fail. I actually kind of like this job. Don't tell Junior.
But you failed everyone so far.
I know. Isn't power wonderful?
And Danny showed me his junk.
He pulled out his genitals?
No, he had a big bag of junk he'd collected. But the innuendos were highly inappropriate.
Oh, what about this incident a week later?
I didn't report anything else.
No, but a witness did. Something about you being bent over in a hallway?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
It says here that Lucas licked his finger and then touched you inappropriately while your back was turned?
Maybe, but I don't know. Does it say anything else?
Just that you were bent over.
No, that was nothing.
Care to expound on what nothing is exactly?
Oh, just a silly little game Lucas plays.
What is the nature of this game?
It's nothing. A kid's game. You probably played it yourself when you were young.
I was cloned from 100 of the smartest women to ever exist and raised in a lab by 20 scientists. I didn't play much.
Oh. How'd you end up here, then?
Being raised by a bunch of hyper-focused control freaks will pretty much guarantee you rebel.
I get that. Okay, well, when I was a kid, I had a couple of brothers.
I'm sorry for your loss.
What? Oh, I mean, I have a couple of brothers. And when we were kids, we played this game where
It's okay. This doesn't have to go in my report.
Well, we kind of touched each other's butts.
Say what now?
I mean, it's just a quick little poke. We called it goosing.
And that's a normal thing for kids?
I mean, I think so. We used to try to surprise each other, get the other person to jump or drop something. That kind of thing. Just a dumb kid's game.
And that's what Lucas does to you?
Yeah, basically.
Basically?
I mean, we never went under the clothes.
Whoa!
He calls it cracking.
Ew, gross! Why didn't you report that?
No way! I need this job. I only reported the one because I didn't know who he is.
Who Lucas is?
Yeah, in relation to the captain.
And who told you that?
Lucas did. He said he'd found out I'd complained and that next time, just to come to him. He said I could talk to him and he's the captain's great uncle and I should think of him as just one rung from her.
Ugh, gross.
What he said?
No, I'm still hung up on him putting his wet finger down your butt crack. That's sick.
I mean, it's nothing a 7-year-old boy wouldn't do to his brother.
Lucas George is 135 years old, and I just read the rest of the witness testimony. He did not wash his hands after that.
Oh, he probably didn't have to. I have excellent backdoor hygiene.
What about him?
No, fail.
Her?
Fail.
Him? Him? Her?
Fail, fail, an epic mega super fail.
You're not even letting me bring them into the room anymore, Bob. What about this one?
Oh, yeah, you can bring him in.
Really? He didn't seem any more qualified than the others you just failed.
He's not, but he gave me a weird look in the staff corridor a few weeks back, and I want to see his face when that little slight comes back to fail him right in the backside.
Bob, Junior is trusting us to find a new head porter.
No, Junior is trying to witch hunt old Lucas without admitting that she's doing it, and she wants our help so it doesn't look like she's doing exactly what she's doing.
I didn't know you liked old Lucas so much.
I don't. He's the perfect example of why men are terrible, horrible, disgusting creatures that should be gelded at birth.
Isn't that a bit sexist?
It would be, but I was also being very mannish when I said it, so no.
I don't think that's how that works.
And I know that sentence was 4 words too long.
Works that how? Is that 1 word or 2? Or 1.5?
You've illustrated my point. Look, Junior is right that the old man needs to go. He's a lawsuit waiting to happen. And the only reason he hasn't already caused more trouble than he's worth is because everyone knows he's related to the captain.
So you're saying he hasn't caused more trouble than he's worth?
No, I'm saying no one reports it. We're just lucky he's too lazy to actually do his job. Or he may have pulled something on one of the passengers. And that would be a major case of the horrible.
Then shouldn't we be doing what Junior asked us to do?
No, because all of these people suck. I'm the best candidate for the job.
Do you want to be head porter?
No! Gross! I have to deal with passengers enough as it is. I don't want to only have to deal with passengers. I'd explode after a day. Maybe faster.
I didn't know Cathalians could blow up.
They can't, you ridiculous robotic racist. I'd blow this ship up with everyone on it.
Bob, that's terrible.
I know. That's why I'm staying on as a guide and not laterally shifting to porter. But it does mean that the best possible candidate isn't going to take the job, so why bother with these second-rate wannabes?
Because Junior is our boss and our friend and she asked us to do it?
No, she asked us to find his replacement and I've done that.
I thought you didn't want to do it.
I don't, and I'm not going to. But I know who will, and I'm not going to tell you who it is. Let's go find Junior and tell her we found the replacement.
I know you're related, but he's misogynistic, he sexually harasses members of your crew and staff, and we have a replacement already who will be perfect for the job.
He's also gross and a racist.
Can you prove that, Bob?
I think Junior's report proves the former. As to the latter, I just know.
You can smell your own.
Basically.
Okay, maybe. Depends on the candidate to replace him.
Really? Great. I know he's your uncle and everything.
He's a distaff uncle by marriage to a great aunt I never met, and I always preferred my father's side of the family.
I thought you said you spent more time with your mother's side.
That's why she prefers the other one, Stan.
All right, Bob, call in your candidate.
He's already here.
You?
Ew, no, gross. It's Stanny.
Me?
Stanny, are you sure?
Well, I'm certainly not going to do it, and it means I don't have to see him as much. It's perfect.
Actually, I'm rather well qualified to fulfill the role of head porter. And I do really enjoy interacting with our passengers. I accept.
Fine. Your first duty as head porter is to go find and fire the former head porter. I'll send you the appropriate documents in a few minutes.
Aw, I didn't know I was going to have to fire someone. Can I rethink my acceptance?
Nope, too late. Oh, Captain, my captain gave you an order. Now move.
Bob, I know you're just trying to help, but we're the same rank in this ship's hierarchy. I don't like it when you try to order me around like that.
Actually, Stanny, head porter is a demotion from guide.
Guide is the highest ranking staff position. Now get to work before I guide this shoe up your lazy backside.
Aw, how quickly power corrupts.
Power can't corrupt me. I'm way too corrupt for that.
Episode 3, 5-1 Pegasi B to HD40307G. Voice acting provided by Beth Norwood, Ari Kobler, Sean Tracy, Anthony Vizzini, Tom Hand, Tara Jeffrey, Chuck Miller, and George Kobler. Original theme and music written and produced by Jim and Terry Cavender. Sound design by Matt Westmeyer, John Adoti, in association with the Music Tech Program at UAH. Story by Sharon Singletary. Written by Tom Hand. Produced and directed by Sharon Singletary, Beth Norwood, and Tom Hand in association with WLRH. This original production was made possible by listeners like you. Thank you.